Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. We're about to enter a Thanksgiving like no other in recent history, with cases of coronavirus rising around the country. And with the city's positivity rate over 3%, New Yorkers are making some different choices about how to celebrate safely this year. Maybe for you, that meant getting tested before you had to stay with relatives. And if you went that route, likely you were faced with staggeringly long lines. Or maybe your family, that means scheduling some Zoom meetings, doing a potluck appetizer exchange, a socially distanced outdoor gathering if weather permits. Whatever your plans are this holiday, WNYC planning editor Kate Hines wants to know. Here's the call out, 646-435-7280. How are you and your loved ones getting creative this Thanksgiving? What innovative ways have you found to celebrate? Have you changed your plans, maybe at the last minute, or maybe you just want to shout out somebody? We're here to take your calls. 646-435-7280. So, Kate, I think we've all heard the stories about these incredibly long lines for COVID testing. Anecdotally, our producer Jordan waited 3 hours for her test at CityMD. Our senior producer waited an hour and a half at Harlem Hospitals. And it seems like the test results have also been delayed. Do we know why there wasn't a sense that this many people, why weren't people prepared? I'll just go there.
Well, I mean, that's one way to look at it. I think it's really encouraging that so many people are getting tested. And New York City has something like 420 COVID test sites around the city, and that doesn't count the private ones that you might have to pay your own money or hope your insurance reimburses you for. And as far as I've been hearing, and this is purely anecdotal, people are still getting the test results back in a fairly timely fashion. Of course, I'm thinking, when I say timely, I'm thinking of August, where some people waited 14, 21 days to get a test result back. So things are much better than they were then. You know, having said that, yes, many people have spent many, many, many hours online, you know, in the lead up to the holiday. But in response, the city's been opening sort of like pop-up test sites. There are actually DIY COVID test sites at the Port Authority bus terminal and at Penn Station today and at other points of entry into New York City. And, you know, one of our reporters, Gwen Hogan, got tested. I think she waited online at Bellevue for several hours on Monday, and the test result came 24 hours later. So it's pretty good. You know, by a lot of metrics, it's good that people are getting tested and that the tests are coming in a pretty timely fashion.
So these long lines we're seeing, it could be, I mean, I think it's safe to assume are partially because people are getting tested ahead of Thanksgiving travel, in spite of the fact that the CDC is urging people not to travel this holiday season. We have some tape from the city health commissioner, David Chokshi, urging people to reconsider their holiday plans.
It is not too late to cancel your travel plans. Now is the moment to make a difference in this next wave of the pandemic.
So we've got some people on Twitter who've already weighed in. Caitlin said, just staying home. Usually I go see my family upstate, but this year my partner and I are cooking a somewhat untraditional dinner, brown butter, lentil, and sweet potato salad, roasted Brussels sprouts. Someone else says, Kenji says, cheesy Hasselback potato gratin and apple turnovers and video chat with the family.
That sounds pretty good.
My son and I were staying put. My sister's staying put. We had a family Zoom meeting and decided that we were not going to get together this holiday. So we're doing sandwiches and sides because we decided we just like the turkey sandwich.
Cut right to the leftovers.
Cutting right to the leftovers. What do we know about the numbers of people, New Yorkers, traveling? Do we have any sense?
Well, we know, you know, it's funny. The governor, our transportation reporter, Stephen Nesson, took a look at it, and travel is definitely down. Like, New York City is, like, air traffic to New York City is down by, like, 80% as opposed to last year. And I think it's fair to say that a certain percentage of the people that you see that are coming are people returning to the city after being away. You know, like, as a mother of a college-age student, my daughter just came home on Sunday. So some people are returning home. I was listening to a press conference the Governor Cuomo gave this morning, and he was like, travel's up, travel's way, way up. It's really, really up. And I walked over to the window because WNYC is in Lower Manhattan, and we're on an approach to the Holland Tunnel. And let me tell you, I've worked a lot of Thanksgivings at WNYC Radio, and the day before Thanksgiving is insane. Like, you can hear the horns honking by 10 or 11 in the morning. No one is driving on Varick Street right now. Now, obviously, that could change in 2 hours, and it's going to be packed again. But it really does feel quiet. The subways were really quiet this morning. The people that I knew a couple people last week who were planning on traveling, who seemed to have taken Dr. Chokshi's advice and just pulled out, you know, no, I'm not doing it. I've changed my mind. And that's in following with the CDC guidance, which is like, don't travel. If you have to get in a car, train, bus, plane, don't do it.
So what measures does the city have in place for those returning from states outside New York's contiguous zone?
It hasn't changed. You know, New York has kind of parted ways with the quarantine that it had, you know, a couple of months ago. It's still sort of like a quarantine, but now it's get tested. It's like test, quarantine. But if you're at a bordering state, like if you're coming from Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Vermont, Pennsylvania, places that border New York, you don't have to adhere to that. But the point is, they don't want you to travel in the city because, as Governor Cuomo is very, very happy to point out frequently, chances are if you are traveling into New York, you are traveling from a place that has a much higher, or, you know, somewhat higher positivity rate than we have. There's only like three or four states that have a lower rate than we do, and those are Vermont, Maine, and Hawaii. So if someone's coming in from another state, they're coming from a place that has a higher incidence of COVID, which is why they've set up those testing sites, and you can find them at airports, too, to get tested when you enter.
Let's go to Will on line one. Will is on his way to Jersey. Hi, Will. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So what are your plans?
Well, I'm with my sister right now. I'm in the car. I'm a passenger. She's driving, and we are going down to South Jersey to see my mom and stepdad, where we're going to have, well, we hope, looks something like a normal Thanksgiving.
And did you take any precautions, or have you talked to your family about how you guys are going to sit around the table?
Yes. Well, we've had many family Zoom sessions where we've all agreed on certain boundaries, but we've all quarantined before going. I'm a high school teacher in Manhattan, but luckily we are all online, and so we're just all lucky that we were able to do that. And so we all got tested yesterday. We luckily avoided all the really crazy lines because we have a friend who works at New York Presbyterian who said, hey, come up and just get quick tests, which we feel kind of guilty about, but that we are very lucky. And we're going to go down, and that's our plan right now.
All right. Well, we hope everybody is safe and healthy and you have a good holiday. Let's go to Lorraine on line two from Eatontown, New Jersey. Hi, Lorraine. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Allison, what a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. I like your vibe. What's the plan?
Listen, my plan is a little bit different. I'm running away from home after helping with some cooking. My two younger sons, who are not that young, are going to handle. They're gonna come here and cook. I'll do the turkey, the greens, and the baked macaroni and cheese, and then they'll do whatever else they're doing. Then I'm going to my boyfriend's house. I'm like, y'all got it. But my big thing, Allison, is for the many people who have empty seats at their Thanksgiving and Christmas tables because loved ones were lost to the virus. And that's going to be really, really hard. So, you know, we can distance and we can mask and we can do the things to keep ourselves safe. But there's so many people that will be missing loved ones. And my heart goes out to them. And I have a few personal losses, too. So,
well, we're going to send love and light to all those people. Thank you for bringing that point up, Lorraine. We appreciate it. My guest is Kate Hines. We're talking about how things are changed for this holiday season. You know, when I have you on the show, I got to talk owls. I got to talk birds.
It's our tradition.
Yes, the people have been following the story of the Rockefeller owl. For those who haven't been in the loop, can you explain who this
little person, little bird is?
Little kidnapped owl from Oneonta.
Yes.
Brought down on the back of a truck. From a little saw-wet owl discovered wrapped in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree when it was brought down to Midtown. She was released last night. She was taken to a rescue center called the Ravensbeard Center in Socrates, New York, and she was rehydrated and rehabilitated and released yesterday at sunset, and sunset being key because you want it to be kind of dark because she needs to find safe cover by nightfall. And Ravensbeard tweeted that they found just the right cluster of conifers for her, and they set her free, and they shared footage on their website, and we also have it on Gothamist.com. It's very dramatic and heartwarming. But, you know, this is not the first time an owl has been carted into Manhattan in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, which was something that kind of blew my mind. 2 years ago, this happened in 2018 with another saw-wet owl. So let's be more careful in the future.
Kate Hines, I can always count on you for telling us what the newsroom's doing and for bird news.
I'm here for it.
Kate, have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners, Allison.